was totally rattled by the loss of control. When I was starving, I turned into a beast. I hadn't been able to stop myself going after Claire King and trying to suck her brains dry last week. I'd been so lucky that Zabel kept her wits about her and got me out of there. We didn't have time to dwell on what had happened in Sweet Gum. When we got back to Wormwood, Zabel was immediately preoccupied with an upcoming visit from the Boogeyman, the king of the monsters. Zabel explained that he's the most powerful of the monsters, and the one who lays down the law for them everywhere. Zabel was running around like a chicken with her head cut off, helping prepare the party being held in his honor. She was just trying to be a good town figurehead.
Where is this supposed to go?
Wherever I told you to put it at the pre-set-up strategy meeting.
Are you asking or telling me?
Over there.
What about the food?
You mean the buffet table? Eh? Pretty cute?
No.
We can, set up the food over there.
Thank you.
You managing to keep it together?
Hey, Hanako. I just wish Mom was here. She was so much better at organizing events.
It's a party. I wouldn't freak out too much. These are just appetizers.
It's only the most important gala of the year, and the canapes are the welcome that introduces our town and makes a stranger both feel welcome and notice our unique charm.
Don't make me repeat this, but you're fine.
I
trust you to do this. Ew, gross.
Thank you, Hanako.
Besides, the Boogeyman was so into your mom, he'd let you get away with human murder.
That's so not true.
Okay.
While Hanako and Zabel were handling the party arrangements, I was at dance rehearsal. We were going to perform like gremlins for the Boogeyman. My first performance for a dignitary, and I couldn't be more conscious of the honor. Or totally stoked. Madame Swanson's usually calm demeanor had crumbled under the news of the Boogeyman's impending visit. She became more frantic and even less patient with students than usual.
1, 2, 3, plié. Plié! Plié, Kimberly!
I am pliéing!
We must have this perfect. Only the best for the Boogeyman's once-a-year visit.
Don't worry, Madame Swanson, we aren't going to let you down. Madame Swanson stopped and suddenly inspected me. There was fear behind that cold gaze.
You can't be there. You are not ready.
I won't let you down. I'll practice day and night.
We don't have Rohesia as a buffer. We can't risk it.
Rohesia was Zabel's mother, who had passed away when Zabel was only 11. I hadn't been told how she died. All I knew was the amount of respect she had in the town. Respect that wasn't extended to Zabel. We have Zabel, though.
Yes, we have Zabel.
Give her a chance. Give me a chance. We won't let you down.
I will give you the chance to go home.
Madame Swanson, please.
Baby zombie, go home.
My heart was shattered. I had trained so hard over these past months, pushed myself past my limits, and overcome everything my own body threw at me. And yet it still wasn't enough. I left with my head hung low. She doesn't trust me! She won't let me dance at all! It's not like I'm asking for a solo or a starring role. I don't need to be the center of attention. I just want to dance!
She's nervous, Georgie.
Everybody goes crazy over the Boogeyman.
He's the most important monster who has ever lived. Unlived? No, that's not right.
What she's trying to say is it's nothing personal.
After all the work I've done, it's personal.
It sounds personal to me.
See, Ash agrees.
Ash literally just got here.
You can't do anything about it. Just grumble and stay home like I plan to.
No.
Don't tell me you're gonna crash the performance.
No, I'm not.
Good.
We're gonna put on our own dance and show our own special colors.
What?
This is too funny.
Nope.
Hanako, it'll be great! The way you move so seamlessly, it would translate into dance perfectly. Zabel, you could probably figure it out.
I'm all for sticking it to the man. The monster. Whatever. Eat the rich.
This is a bad idea. We can't.
Please! I need you both to do this with me.
I'd rather be exercised.
Listen, Georgie, I'm on your side, but I can see why they're chickening out.
Chickening out?
Hanako's probably covering for the fact that she'd embarrass herself, and Zabel would forget what we were doing halfway through.
Yeah, that's not gonna work on me.
You take that back!
No.
I'll prove how wrong your dumb face is. Georgie, count me in.
He played you like a fiddle.
Hanako, you're joining us.
Excuse me?
We cannot let Ash think he's right.
No, you can't possibly let that happen. It would be a tragedy.
You two can knock yourselves out. I'm not doing it.
Remember June 23rd, 2 years ago? You said you owed me.
You can't.
I'm calling in that favor.
Fine. I'll do it, but I won't like it.
Thank you! You two were the best friends I could have ever asked for.
I'll be rooting for you guys.
Oh, I know. And I have the perfect way for you to prove it.
Huh?
Maybe I was asking too much. Or maybe I was pushing my friends out of their comfort zones and into greatness. I asked Ash to compose music for us to perform to in front of everyone. It would show off what humans can do to a bunch of stuffy monsters. Lucky for us, Ash worked fast. I got to work teaching Hanako and Zabel some choreography to go with it. Hanako, as I anticipated, took to the movements pretty quickly. Her problem was that she didn't want to listen. With Zabel, it was like watching someone with two left feet learn how to walk for the first time. Always off the beat.
Like that?
No.
I have a suggestion.
What?
Stop being tone deaf.
Let's try again. Something different.
Because I'm so bad at it?
Yes.
No, I am through professional level choreography at you when you're a beginner. It wasn't fair.
Mom could have done it. She was so graceful.
You're not your mom.
Oh, I know that. That's the whole problem.
Ash, Hanako, could you excuse us for a minute?
I would love to.
I'm staying. No point in doing this if we aren't in it together. Or something like that. Ugh, friendship is gross. So many feelings.
Thanks, Hanako. Zabel? I don't know what happened with your mom, but what I do know is that you can't be someone else.
I just want to be half as good as her at anything.
And you will be half good at something someday, I promise. But as Zabel, not as... not Rohisha.
You have no idea what it's like to be trapped in the shadow of someone so much better than you.
Everyone knows how that feels. I was the worst dancer in my class. All of us are in Kimberly's shadow, but it just makes me work harder.
I don't know how it feels. I'm usually the only person in the room that matters.
Thank you for your insight, Hanako. Zabel, I doubt your mom was born perfect.
It's a lot easier to remember someone as perfect when they're gone. After I died, all of the people who hated and tormented me were talking about how great I was. It's not that different from your mom.
Yeah.
Let's try again. But this time, just try to be the best Zabel you can be. I changed the choreography. There was more confidence to Zabel's movements. Even when she was messing up, there was pride in what she was doing. She didn't dwell on a mistake. She moved forward. It was gradual. With each passing hour, I could see her slowly understand the dance more and more. She was finally just being Zabel, flaws and all. We practiced until morning and had our routine down pat. Zabel and I got a few hours of sleep before the performance the next day. We headed to Town Square, and Zabel was able to set aside some time for us to perform. She told the mayor, Adullahan, that we wanted to perform for the boogeyman. Mayor Heffernan had been hesitant, but eventually agreed. The day was going as planned. Finally, he arrived, the boogeyman.
Hello! Yes! Hello! Hello! I know you're very excited to see me. I am magnificent. You've all done a marvelous job preparing for my visit.
Oh my God, I love you!
I know.
I want to have your babies.
No, thank you.
His words were smiling, but the boogeyman's actual mouth was twisted into a sharp-toothed grin. I couldn't stop staring at his grotesquely long fingers with razor-sharp claws. I hid behind Zabel.
Boogeyman, it's so good to see you again.
Ada!
It's Madam Ava.
How are you?
Wonderful now that you're here. If you remember, I'm from the Monster Mash dance studio.
Oh, yes! You're the janitor!
The dance instructor. My students and I have a performance for you.
What a treat.
Please, sit here. I'll get everyone on stage.
Madame Swanson was like a schoolgirl meeting her idol, but the boogeyman's large cat-like eyes were focused on Zabel. He moved toward us so smoothly and quickly. It was like he floated over.
Oh, God.
Zabel Hawthorne! It is a pleasure to see you again.
The pleasure is all mine. Oh, I want you to meet my new friend, Georgie.
Zabel stepped aside to reveal me. She was completely unaware how desperately I wanted to hide.
A zombie?
A zombie who is cognitive.
Really?
Hello, Mr. Boogeyman.
Please, just Boogeyman. A zombie that can speak, Fascinating. Your eyes have a remarkable sentience. What is this interesting pendant?
Something I just woke up with. Dr. Frankenstein said I should keep it close to me.
Rohisha didn't give this to you?
I never had a chance to meet her.
Zabel?
I didn't give it to her.
Anyway, I heard you have a human in town now. He helped save you from a werewolf.
Oh yeah, my friend Ash. Ash, come here and meet the boogeyman.
No, that's okay. I'm good over here.
Oh, Ash, come here.
It's all right, human. You're safe here.
Ash edged closer, slowly. I understood his trepidation. Zabel grabbed him by the arm to pull him closer.
It's been a long time since we've had one of your kind in Wormwood.
I was against him being here.
If Zabel vouches for you, then you must be trustworthy.
I disagree.
Loveland, shut up.
Ah, Hanako, it wouldn't be a party without you.
Your lordship, for your pleasure.
We turned our eyes to the stage, where Madame Swanson and my classmates stood, each dressed in elaborate attire.
Before we perform Le Gremlins, Kimberly would like to present a performance of the Dance of Pumpkinhead.
Ah, excellent. Pumpkinhead, a dear old friend. Or he was, until I had to kill him. Please, carry on.
It was odd to see them perform without me. It was hurtful. It was, of course, a beautifully choreographed dance in honor of Pumpkinhead, although I didn't totally get it. The boogeyman seemed to. He was clapping and cheering the whole time.
Yes! Perfect! He murdered so many teenagers before he died, and you conveyed that elegantly.
I hope you enjoyed that.
It was acceptable. I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
Madame Swanson paled. I was starting to second-guess my own plans to put on a show.
Perhaps our rendition of Le Gremlins would be more pleasing?
No, I'm bored with ballet now. Do something else.
Something else?
Sir Boogeyman, Georgie put together a very special performance for you in honor of her first time meeting you.
Zabel, wait!
Ah, this is a very special and wondrous occasion for you. I'd love to see what you've prepared.
Great. Georgie, lead the way.
This is preposterous.
My heart was sitting in the pit of my stomach. We walked to the wings of the stage built just for the boogeyman celebration. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Ash approach.
Hey, good luck out there.
Thanks, Ash. We appreciate that.
Didn't want to be down there with him, huh?
No, not even for a second.
We still appreciate it.
Hey, Hawthorne.
Yeah?
You're gonna do great out there.
What? Oh, thank you.
We stepped on stage together as the music played. I tried to focus on my own movements. We were each in step. I kept glancing back at Zabel, pleased that she was keeping up with us. I could hear the boogeyman clap and shout his approval.
Yes!
And then I shared a smile with Hanako and Zabel before we moved into position. I took a deep breath and... And just as it began...
Yes! Yeah!
It ended. Each of us completely worn out.
Wonderful! Wonderful! I would have never expected something so sophisticated from a zombie. I did, of course, expect it from you, Rohesia.
Zabel. I'm Zabel.
Of course. Zabel. I expect great things from you.
Rohesia's ever-encompassing shadow.
Zabel, you've definitely proven you deserve your place as town figurehead. And Georgie. You can have some sort of, deputy figurehead position.
Really? Me?
After all the work I've done.
We could use some zombie representation. I'm told people like that nowadays, representation. I don't understand it, but why deny the people what they want? Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
And now, let us return to the feast.
I was proud of us. We'd won the favor of the boogeyman. That had to be good. Or so I thought. I'd soon regret winning the boogeyman's approval. If only he had never noticed me at all.
This has been Georgie Romero is Done For, created by Kat Walker Shea, co-written and co-directed by Kat Walker Shea and Rachel Greenberg, produced by Rachel Greenberg, Sox Whitmore, and Kat Walker Shea. Music composed by Evan Johnson. Sound designed by Elliot Yoakum. Recording engineering by Evan Johnson and Sox Whitmore. Georgie Romero, voiced by Sox Whitmore. Zabel Hawthorne, voiced by Kat Walker Shea. Hanako Kanagawa and Kimberly Irving, voiced by Jade Robinson.
Ash Ramis, voiced by Caleb Feetsum.
Madam Ava Swanson, originated by Chardonnay Napier, voiced by Elizabeth Waller. The Boogeyman and Loveland Frog, voiced by BK Dawson. Additional voices by David Young and Sox Whitmore. This show is funded solely by our creativity. Please support us by leaving us a review and rating our show on iTunes or Podchaser. Until next time, this has been Georgie Romero is Done For.